Hey, what's up? This is Chris Campbell here, and on the segment of 5 on 5, we sample 5 tracks from singer, songwriter, fashion icon, and record label head Jody Watley. Chicago-born and Los Angeles-bred Jody Watley was always drawn to the stage, having performed at age 8 with her godfather, the legendary Jackie Wilson. She would start dancing on the seminal television dance show Soul Train at age 14, becoming one of the most popular dancers on the series with a sense of style and dance moves taking center stage. Soul Train creator Don Cornelius took notice and selected her and another popular dancer on the show, Jeffrey Daniels, for a project that evolved into the music group Shalimar. Now, after going through vocalist Gary Mumford and later Gerald Brown, Howard Hewitt was paired with them as a vocalist and Leon Silvers III as a producer. It was at this point that Shalimar was poised for a successful run in the music industry with their most notable lineup. We'll next hear the track Make That Move from their 1980 album, Three for Love.
Make that move right now, baby. Make that move right now, baby. Make that move right now, baby. Make that move right now, baby.
Yes, and that was Shalimar featuring Jody Watley with Make That Move, the maxi extended rework mix from the album Three for Love. Now, Watley would remain with Shalimar from 1977 to 1983 as the trio topped the charts with numerous seminal dance classics such as The Second Time Around, For the Lover in You, and A Night to Remember. However, Watley would leave in 1983 amid conflicts related to the artistic and financial direction of the group. She would move to London, where she did guest vocals on reggae group Musical Youth's Different Style album and release a couple of UK singles under the mononym Jody, all the while conceptualizing who she would become as an artist, sonically, artistically, and aesthetically. After living in England for a couple of years, she returned to the United States, secured a record deal with MCA, and was eager to unleash a new musical identity and artistic statement on the world at large. Work ensued on what would become her debut album, with Watley co-writing 6 of the tunes. Gone were the trademark clean-edged soul grooves of the Shalimar sound and replaced with an infectious mix of hard dance, sophisticated funk, and urban pop. The release was lightning in a bottle and took the dance world by storm. We'll next hear one of the many standout tunes of this album. Here's Jody Watley with Don't You Want Me from her self-titled debut.
Yeah.
And that was Jody Watley with Don't You Want Me from her 1987 self-titled debut album release. Along with Don't You Want Me, other tracks such as Looking for a New Love, Some Kind of Lover, Still a Thrill, and others populated the top of the music and dance charts, putting her in rarefied air amongst 1980s artists. Watley would win a Grammy Award for Best New Solo Artist, and the album would go on to help define the club and dance genres of the mid-1980s. The album also reestablished Watley as an emerging global fashion icon and dance choreographer with her photogenic aesthetic and telegenic dance moves that dominated MTV video playlists. She would further galvanize her synthesis of music, artistry, fashion, and dance on subsequent releases such as Larger Than Life, Affairs of the Heart, and Intimacy, but with more personal artistic commentary on mature themes and social issues. But as was indicative of the times, her record label didn't know what to do or how to market an artist who was evolving from being a dance diva into a more multifaceted presence. By the time Watley released her fifth studio album, Affection, she had parted ways with MCA and started her own record label, Avatone Records, to better facilitate her expanding creativity and artistic expression. The album incorporated mature thematic subjects and more diverse music with jazz, adult contemporary, and R&B textures. Her 1998 release, Flower, would continue a similar trajectory of growth. Around this time, Watley's ear was tuned into the global electronic sounds of Deep House as she kept up with many of its notable artists and producers. She was particularly inspired by the duo Four Hero and began work on her 1999 release, The Saturday Night Experience. The album would combine Deep House, drum and bass, broken beat, and atmospheric dance grooves into a completely reimagined sound, signaling the next phase of her musical evolution. Using her label, Avatone Records, to release the project in Japan, the title song for the album was licensed to pioneering label Giant Step, who included it on their compilation, Giant Sessions Volume 1, but with a remix from noted Chicago-based Deep House star Ron Trent. So here's Jody Watley unveiling what was a new direction for her music career with Saturday Night Experience from the album of the same name. That was Jody Watley with The Saturday Night Experience. The release represented a pendulum shift in her growth, but it was also a major risk. Very rare was it for an artist of her stature to completely recalibrate her sound and to do so without incorporating the generic commercial music formulas. But Watley pulled it off. graduating from her Clubland diva days to a more mature, adult, sultry, smoky vocal and production aesthetic. Shortly thereafter, Whatley would release what many music pundits would cite as possibly her most complete musical and artistic statement with The Midnight Lounge. The album saw an initial release in Europe and Japan, and then later on in the United States. The project blended soul, jazz, R&B, and electronica into a beautiful audio melange. It would also continue her penchant for introducing the gatekeepers of the progressive global electronic underground to worldwide audiences. So we'll next check out the title track to her album Midnight Lounge, which got the remix treatment from electronic deep house artist and producer Mark DeClive Lowe. That was Jody Whatley with Midnight Lounge from her album of the same name. Whatley has proven to be the prototype and blueprint on how a global songbird can evolve while staying true to her art. She would release more albums, most notably The Makeover, in addition to various EPs that further explored musical excursions into electronica. She continues to impact music and garner recognition for her works. She received the Lifetime Achievement Award from Billboard magazine, was recognized by Black Music Honors TV as crossover music icon honoree for her groundbreaking achievements and influence, and was recently named the first ambassador of the National Museum of African American Music. Whatley has shown a special resiliency throughout the years. When she left Shalimar, she used that as an opportunity to forge a new identity as one of the pioneering artists of the 1980s. When the record industry didn't know how to promote her music, Whatley took control of her career, starting her own label and blossoming into the next phase of her artistry. When she changed the direction of her sound, Whatley collaborated with and adopted the architects of the progressive electronic global music underground, using her platform to introduce their art to a worldwide audience while they helped to mine and cultivate her ever-evolving sound. In recent years, Whatley has toured nonstop with a rebranded Shalimar dubbed Shalimar Reloaded, a group of artists that incorporates classic tunes that she helped to popularize, along with her solo hits of the 1980s and 90s, paired with her modern classics of today. As a result, her global fan base continues to grow as new generations discover her music, past and present. Whatley has enjoyed a special longevity, grounded in rejecting the narrow definitions of success that are often hallmarks of the music industry, and instead bringing a storied history and generational impact to the independent music community. A pioneering legacy, indeed. We leave you now with a track that features a collaborative remix from another of electronic music's top underground producers, Soul Persona, as we hear Jody Whatley with the tune Sanctuary.
Safe place to fall.
And that was Sanctuary by Jody Watley. Catch future 5 and 5 segments right here in the Progressive Underground, where we sample an exquisite cachet of music genres in addition to bumping electronic gems from artists making up the global music underground. This has been your 5 and 5. For the Progressive Underground, my name is Chris Campbell, and we'll see you next time.